Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your December 21st sports break, the first day of winter. It's a great day for sports, and we have some great events that happened, some great athletes that performed them, and we're going to tie it all together with their uniform numbers. But before we do, let's make sure that you know how to get a hold of us to send your feedback. Pigskindispatch@gmail.com is the way to do it, and you can do that 24 hours a day. We'll answer each and every email. It might take us a few hours if we're not available right at the moment, but we will get to you as soon as we can, and love to hear your feedback. Now those uniform numbers for December 21st, we'll talk about our numbers 57, 60, 17, 25, 20, 11, and a number 7. December 21st, 1891, and it was the first game of basketball based on the rules created by James Naismith, played by 18 students in Springfield, Massachusetts. And one of those students, reportedly, was Amos Alonzo Stagg, who ended up being one of the most innovative football coaches at the University of Chicago. He played at Yale under Walter Camp. Ended up going and working with Naismith at Springfield, Massachusetts, at the YMCA there, and then eventually with the University of Chicago and invented a lot of great things. But James Naismith, game of basketball, starting this day. December 21st, 1937, the Chicago Blackhawks left wing Paul Thompson became the first player in National Hockey League history to score a goal against his brother. That goal he scored on was goaltender Cecil Thompson of the Boston Bruins. And get this, there was just 9 seconds left in regulation when Paul scored on Cecil. The Bruins did win 2-1. December 21st, 1941, the Chicago Bears number 57, Ray McLean, made the last NFL drop kick for an extra point. Now, we know that Doug Flutie, in the probably about 20 years ago, made a drop kick field goal, but this was the last one for an extra point in the NFL. December 21st, 1948, the 1949 NFL draft, the University of Pennsylvania linebacker and center number 60, Chad Bednarik, was selected first by the Philadelphia Eagles, so he stayed right there in the Philadelphia area after playing at Penn and playing for the Eagles, and what a great player he was. Concrete Charlie, they call him. December 21st, 1979, the Atlanta Flames number 17, Gary Unger's National Hockey League record for consecutive games ended at 914. It was the Flames losing the game 5-1 to the St. Louis Blues, and he ended up being benched by coach Al McNeil, a record that was eventually broken by Washington Capitals number 25, Doug Jarvis, who served 964 straight games, so some 50 games over what Gary Unger did, but a great accomplishment none the least. December 21st, 1980, the Philadelphia Eagles future Hall of Fame receiver number 17, Harold Carmichael, had his NFL streak of 127 game receptions come to an end. That's quite a few games there, 127. December 21st, 1997, the Detroit Lions number 20, Barry Sanders, became the third National Football League player to run for 2,000 yards or more in a single season. December 21st, 1999, the Ballon d'Or FC Barcelona's Brazilian midfielder number 11, Rivaldo, was named the best soccer player in Europe ahead of Manchester United midfielder number 7, David Beckham, and Milan striker number 7, Andrei Shevchenko. Now that is some great sports history for December 21st. The winter solstice in full bloom, and you can tell there are some players that are just having some tremendous athletic events here on December 21st. And as we wind down here at the end of the year, I just want to make sure you know over on Pigskin Dispatch, we have some great things going on there. The Rose Bowl coverage going through all 108 years, celebrating 100 years of the Rose Bowl Stadium. Hope you are enjoying that. And if you haven't, plenty of time to get caught up on it. They are there in your favorite podcast provider at Pigskin Dispatch and on the sportshistorynetwork.com. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.